You're listening to Art Hounds
on Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hello, my name is Kyle Tranmyri. I'm also known as Guante. I'm a poet, MC, and activist, and I'm here to signal boost the visual art and movement-building work of Ricardo Levins Morales Art Studio, which just opened its new location in Minneapolis. The relationship between art and activism is so much deeper than just art that happens to be about activist stuff, right? When artists think more like organizers and when organizers think more like artists, truly culture-shifting work can happen. And I don't know anyone who does that more thoughtfully than Ricardo Levins Morales. Ricardo's one of those artists whom, even if you don't recognize his name, you've probably seen his work. It's this gorgeous, colorful kind of woodblock style that draws inspiration from the labor movement, from indigenous movements, environmental movements, and beyond. And the incredible thing is that even when individual pieces comment on different issues and ideas or quote different activists, because they share the same visual style, it allows us to make connections between these movements. And especially today, that is really, really important. One of my favorite pieces of his incorporates a quote by Audre Lorde, which says, "When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid." RLM Art Studio is located at 3260 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis, and it's always the first place I go when I'm trying to find a cool gift for someone or just when I need some inspiration myself.
Hi, my name is Kristen Van Loon. I'm half of the dance duo Hijack. I'm the artistic director of the Bryant Lake Bowl Theater, and I co-run Hair and Nails, an art gallery. Body Cartography is the dance collaboration between Olive Beringa and Otto Ramstad. Starting July 11th, Body Cartography is presenting four of their dances at the Wiseman Art Museum. Their work, it's often rambunctious and sometimes microscopic. I would say the one I'm most excited to see is Felt Room. It's a group piece in a very, very, very dark room. I saw a version of it a few years ago. It was pretty spooky and quite delicious for the ears and amazing to experience a dance that I could only see at all after my eyes had adjusted well into the performance. Body Cartography is performing at the Wiseman Art Museum between July 11th and August 8th.
Hi, I'm Jessica Paxton, and I am a radio host and video producer in Northfield. So in Northfield, we like to consider ourselves Arts Town USA, and as part of this summer, the Northfield Downtown Development Corporation has launched a First Friday Art Night, and the next First Friday is Friday, July 6th. Up and down Division Street, which is the main drag, businesses and venues will be open after hours, hosting a variety of arts events. There's music, there's visual art, there's dance, there's an opportunity to not only experience the arts, but make art as well. There are drop-in classes, there will be pottery, painting, dancing, including swing dance, salsa dance, live music at six different venues. There's some Korean martial arts. There will definitely be something for everyone of all ages, and almost every single opportunity is free. Come on down to Northfield tomorrow night for our First Friday Art Night from 5 until 9 p.m. If you can't make it tomorrow night, you can always come the first Friday of August.